The apostle said, increase our faith. They're listening to the words of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus and perhaps found them a bit difficult, and seeing the need of an increase of faith to put them into practice. And our Lord said, even if you had a small amount of faith, you would work miracles, even great miracles. And that's true with faith. We can work miracles. God will work them through us. And those who don't have faith, they don't see any miracles. They don't see anything supernatural happening in their life, because nothing is happening supernatural to any great extent because of their lack of faith. Miracles don't happen amongst those who don't believe, but many miracles happen amongst we who do believe. But still, we need to strengthen our faith. We need an increase in faith, and that's, we live a life of faith. Our Catholic life, Christian life, is a life of faith. We should eat, drink, sleep, breathe our faith, to live our faith. And the more we do that, the more supernatural our life will be, more meritorious our life will be, and more glorious, more fruitful, more beautiful, more meaningful and purposeful, and we'll have that hope for eternal life. But our faith is something faith is a firm conviction in what we don't see, St. Paul says. So we're believing things that we don't see. Why? Because of the one who has told us to believe these things, Jesus Christ. We are believing in Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, himself, and also all that he taught, all his words. We're believing, we're putting faith in that. Even in the Old Testament, when we believe the Moses and the patriarchs and the prophets, we believe them because they were teaching us about Jesus, preparing us for our Lord, and it was God who worked miracles through them to attest to what they were saying and what they were instructing the people to do. So they had to put faith, and God insisted, God demanded that they believe what the prophets and the patriarchs taught. And again, the miracles, they were trustworthy, they were believable, they had credibility to them. But our Lord Jesus Christ is the one man who we must believe in the most, because he is the God-man, he is God and man at the same time, teaching us everything we need to know about the unseen world, about what is coming in the next life, and also what is in our midst today, the presence of God in our midst today, and who are we? We are living in the midst of, we are living in the midst of a spiritual world. We have a spirit in our own body. We live in the midst of the angels and saints who are a cloud of witnesses in our company. The angels who are all around us, keeping the created world in existence and functioning the way God wants it through their power that God gives them. Our Lady and our Lord, even God, is in our midst, even in our hearts, in our souls, in the state of baptism. All this is unseen, and yet we believe it because Jesus taught it, because he is believable. And again, the reasons why we believe what Jesus taught. We don't, you know, children, and we are all children, should be, believe everything their parents tell them because they trust their parents, because the parents are good to them, and they believe them. And they're believable, but we don't believe everything that people tell us. We believe only those who are believable and give us proof for what they tell us. And our Lord gave us the most astounding proof in his personal life and his person, and then the miracles and the great miracles he did, and then in the resurrection. All of that is proof to us of everything that he taught, and what we are looking forward to, what our hope is, what are the promises that we live by, all in Jesus Christ. And that whole body of knowledge, that Jesus has given us, information gives he gives us because he had first-hand knowledge of it all, because he is God in the flesh, telling us everything certain, that he knows for certain. And everything we have in our Catholic faith, we know for certain, without any hint of doubt. The Church teaches infallibly, and we believe the Church too, because of the credibility of the Church, because it is founded on Peter, and is founded on Jesus Christ, and is continually guided by the Holy Spirit. So our faith in the Church is rock solid too, as it is in Jesus Christ, the Church, which is the body of Christ. But we look at our faith and all that we believe, and we're astounded at the wisdom of the Catholic Church. You ever read the documents of the Church, the documents that come from the councils and from the popes? They're amazingly brilliant and wise and prophetic for every time of the Church, and none of them contradict each other. They're all developments of this one seed of truth that Jesus gave us in the beginning and continues to make grow and develop and make us understand more. But it's a whole body of knowledge. Look at all the volumes of wisdom that come from the pen of the doctors of the Church through the centuries. This faith is not just, you know, these static things that exist that we don't see, but it's a living faith, and a very intricate and deep, and we'll never plumb the depth of our Catholic faith and all that the Church teaches us, and the saints continue to uncover and develop in their teachings. You know, look at the St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Bonaventure, St. Augustine, and all the volumes and volumes of the teachings of the doctors of the Church and in the popes. All of this, and it will continue to grow and develop our understanding, deeper understanding, and we'll never get to the depths of our faith. So our faith is rich and deep and beautiful, and because our faith is Jesus Christ, he is God himself, and we can never penetrate the depths of God, of course. But we need to deepen our faith and realize too that our faith, although it is full of information and knowledge that we need to grow in to know God and to love him, but our faith is especially a person, a relationship with Jesus Christ, with all that comprises our faith, our saints and Our Lady and the angels, and our relationship, this family relationship. It's a relationship with an unseen world of God, Mary, the angels, and saints. We don't see them, but we live in a relationship with them still in our life of prayer and meditation and reflection and petition and constant communication and conversation with them. This is our faith. This is the life of our faith, a deep and rich and a relationship of love with these unseen beings who are very real to us and who communicate to us and give us grace. They give us, it's a give and take. Again, it's not a static things that are unseen that one day we will see, but we are receiving now. We are giving our love and our petitions and our attention to the unseen world, to God, to Mary and the saints, but we're also receiving grace and help and strength and their protection and their company in this world. This is the whole fullness of our faith. It's knowledge, but also relationship, love, and a depth to it, which we need to increase and pray to our Lord as the apostles did. Increase our faith so that we can put into practice all the beautiful teachings and wisdom of Jesus Christ and commandments of Jesus Christ, which we must live in order to inherit the promises that we are given by our Lord in our faith. So let us exercise our faith and make it stronger and stronger, so that we live as if we are seeing and realize too that we can weaken in our faith, we can even lose our faith, no matter how far advanced we are in our faith. If we are negligent and we don't continue to deepen our faith and make it grow, then we can wane and even lose our faith. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So if you are big in your faith, hold on to it and make it grow more and more until your last breath, and then find the reward. And again, fear waning in your faith, or in even losing it through negligence. So let's deepen our faith through those means of our faith, the sacraments of faith, where Jesus Christ gives us so many graces to strengthen our faith and to live in His love, and to live our faith through continual and constant prayer. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jésus.